A Libyan man was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison, and another man acquitted today in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. Three Scottish judges handed down the decision in a courtroom in the Netherlands. NPR's Julie McCarthy was there. How did the judges explain their decision?
Well, in their written verdict that was just issued a while ago, they concluded there was no doubt a bomb was carried in a Samsonite suitcase inside a Toshiba cassette player that contained clothing purchased in Malta, very key for them. The judges put great weight on the retrieved fragments of clothing from the crash. They were satisfied that they had been traced back to a shop in Malta, and the judges believed Tony Gauci, the owner of that shop, when he identified the accused and guilty defendant, Abdelbaset Ali al-Megrahi, as the man who came to his shop just weeks before the bombing to buy the clothing. The judges said Tony Gauci's identification of Megrahi was, quote, should be, quote, treated as a highly important element of this case. They said another important witness was Edwin Bollier. He's the Swiss-based expert in electronic timers. They said at times Bollier was untruthful in his testimony, and they kind of cherry-picked his testimony and said they did accept his statements that he received requests from Libya for timing devices and that Bollier supplied 20 timers for improvised electronic or improvised explosive devices to Libya. But it was Tony Gauci that really seemed to provide the crucial link.
Now, what about the sentence?
Well, that was a dramatic moment, Bob. Lord Sutherland, who is the Chief Justice of the court, came back for a second session in today's day of reckoning, and he turned to Megrahi and said, the mandatory sentence is imprisonment for life, and that is the sentence we impose. Sutherland then said they would also make a recommendation that he be required to serve at least 20 years before any possibility of parole is considered. A life sentence is never really served a lifetime in Scotland. It's a life sentence with a recommendation that you'll serve a certain amount of time. Here, at least 20 years. He's now 49. Megrahi can appeal his conviction, and he has 14 days to say whether or not he will.
What was the reaction in the courtroom? I know you had some relatives of the victims there.
Yeah, I mean, for the sentencing, there was audible groans from these family members who said afterwards, you know, the judge called it a horrendous crime, but the punishment didn't fit the crime. They were disappointed that he was going to get out at all. But for the announcement of the guilty verdict, there was much emotion. There was relief. There was a sense of people looking as though they were overwhelmed. Some people sobbed. Some people held their heads in their hands. You know, after 12 years and many naysayers, there was finally someone being held to account for this crime of bombing an airliner out of the sky and killing their loved ones. The morning in court was so emotional that the spokesman for the British families, Dr. Jim Swire, actually passed out. And he'd become a fixture in the courtroom, and everyone was fixated on him rather than the bench for a few moments. But he was taken to a local hospital, and he's okay.
Now, what about the defendant who was acquitted? What's happened to him?
Well, you know, there are evacuation preparations underway. He remains on the property here at Camp Seist. He's free, but he's staying away from anyone but his family. Under Dutch law, he's got 24 hours to leave the country, and no one imagines he'll stay a moment longer than he has to.
It's been more than 12 years since the bombing, 2 years since the Libyans were turned over, years of international sanctions imposed on Libya. What happens now?
Well, there are still two sets of sanctions. The UN and the U.S., the United Nations, suspended its sanctions, but it hasn't revoked them, and it suspended them when Libya turned over the defendants. They include a ban on flights in and out of Libya, and they're supposed to remain until Libya accepts responsibility for the actions of its officials, and here that's Megrahi. The United States sanctions that go back to the Reagan administration are comprehensive. They're still in place, and the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, said yesterday some of those sanctions just can't be lifted overnight. They're automatic. So we're not likely to see any lifting anytime soon.
NPR's Julie McCarthy at the Lockerbie trial in Camp Zeist, Netherlands.